DCS boys will be traveling right down the road to Southern Valley High School for their district final coming up again on Tuesday. Coach, nice performance once again in your sub-district semifinals, in your home, your finals, semifinals and finals in your home court the other night.
Yeah, I wish we would have drawn South Loop because we would have had another home game there and for the seniors. But what a way for them to finish on their home floor against Cambridge. And, you know, that's a big rival for us. And so I think we're ready to play. And now we get an unknown in Sutton, no common opponents, so that's kind of a mystery. They've played a lot bigger schools than, well, I shouldn't say than we have, because we played some C1 schools and Alliance, which should be a Class B school. So, I mean, we're battle tested. We've played some really good teams in our area, and I think we'll be ready to play.
You're a basketball historian. You know everybody in the state. The Sutton High School basketball tradition, the Spearmans back in the day.
Yep.
Remember that?
Jay and John Spearman.
Yeah.
How do you remember that?
Yeah. Back in the day.
That was when I was a kid.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, that's right. I am older than you, right? I got a few years too, Coach, but that's why you remember Sutton basketball is the Spearmans back in the day.
Steve Spongeberg was there for forever, and he was a Kearney High grad and coached Kearney Legion baseball forever, and just a basketball and sports fanatic. And so the coach they have there is a Spongeberg product. They're very well disciplined. They run a lot of continuity offenses, and so we're going to have to be on our toes on the defensive end. You know, Coach Spargo, I was just talking to Coach Imus about how well he loves to break down games and watch tape, and reminiscing to Huddle Assist, which does such a wonderful job in giving us a scouting report. Where back in the old days, we had the VCR, stop the tape. Back even farther, we can go reel to reel.
I remember the days, Coach. I remember the days. Yeah, radio, what you had to watch, and radio are hand in hand. No question about it.
Yeah, and now you get a little irritated because you have Max Preps, and almost everybody has their stats on it. You can get a pretty good game plan just by glimpsing at that, and then you find a couple teams that don't have their stats on there, and like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. So then you have to go back and stat the games, and we do that, and we do a really good job of it. And so I know we'll have a good game plan, and we just need to execute it and go down the line. I'd love these seniors to end their year down in Lincoln. That'd be 3 years in a row for them.
Well, it's not your home court. At least Southern Valley, your kids have played in that court before over the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we played there this year. I was kind of surprised that they didn't go for Arapahoe, but I know it was 16 miles closer. You know, when it's over 180 miles, you try and find the distance. I don't understand why. I was just talking to Toby Martin on the way down here. I don't understand why in Class D, you know, McCook's going all the way to Omaha Scott to play. Well, maybe Sutton should come all the way to play us. Or McCook having to go to Scott's Bluff to play their districts. I understand the higher seed, but good for the lower classes, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's got to change soon, don't you think? It's got to change. Shot clock's going to come in for everybody next year.
Yep.
So why don't do this?
I want to tell you who wrote that proposal.
You're going to have to get used to it next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
I was shooting for the 15-second shot clock.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, I guess we're going to have to play a little bit more defense down the road to get that ball back when the offense has it next year.
You played Cambridge in the sub-district final, and you'd got them twice already. Always tough to beat a team three times, but boy, it sounded like your kids really came out and had a great effort.
You know, again, I thought defensively we did a great one. Obviously, we're not an offensive juggernaut, but defensively, I think we have a stone wall at times, and we did a really good job on Carson Trock. He was a really good ball player. I thought Brody Wood played really well for them, and we did a good job on Allmire. So we kind of shut their scores down. Ben Holberty came alive and had 16 points, I think, that game. But again, we shut their stars down, and I thought we did a really good job. Lane Bybee had a really good game. Jackson Kirchhoff, as he puts it, might be the best dunk in Dundee County Stratton history.
Really?
And it was, I mean, full speed, and it was swinging from foot to the the chandeliers and coming back and hitting the floor. So it was kind of neat. It got the crowd going, and you know, here we are. We got a chance to go down to Lincoln again, and I think 7 out of the last 8 years we've played in a district final. So that's not too bad.
No question about it. Sutton will give you a challenge, though. No, you're expecting that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you get this far with, you know, the 16, the Sweet 16, you know, all these teams are going to be tough. All these teams are going to be good, and we're definitely going to have to put our best foot forward.
You're probably going to get practice in probably. Are you going a little bit Sunday or Monday?
We're going on Sunday, Monday. Uh-huh. We took yesterday off because the girls' game in Hastings. We had a great contingency of fans. Student section was great again. Going back to our game, I've never seen that the student section that big. I mean, it was full, and our fans, you know, they travel well for the girls' game too. But our stands were packed for that Cambridge game, and it was fun to see, and it was pretty loud in there, and a great atmosphere. And then you go down to Hastings, and we outnumber Fall City Sacred Heart fans probably 3-1, or student section 5-1. It was a good thing to see, and we had a real good first half. We just couldn't get it done in the second half.
Well, at Southern Valley Gym, yeah, I mean, well, you're close, and so it can get loud too.
It could, and you know, here's the other thing too. We're used to traveling.
Yeah.
Being a two hour road trip isn't anything to us because that's what we do. And their farthest road trip was a holiday tournament to Mead. Other than that, everything else was about 45 minutes for them, and we're 2 hours is normal for us.
Well, hopefully you told the boys, hey, have fun Friday, get rested on Saturday, because we got to get some work done, get that done on Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, one thing I really thought, and I think they'll be in again, is they got locked in. They were definitely locked into the game plan, followed it to a T, executed really well, were patient, and took advantage of when Cambridge messed up. Slipped a couple screens, got a couple layups, and that got us going.